The science behind sales success. Have you ever met a naturally gifted salesperson? Someone with a stellar smile, an approachable personality, and a magic ability to close any deal? Maybe. However, research shows skilled sellers like this are not the norm. A study from the Harvard Business Review found that only 1/3 of salespeople are consistently effective. Even worse, a study from S Research found that 90% of sales training delivers no improvement at all. With stats like this, it's amazing that businesses survive at all. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be this way. By looking at sales through the lens of science, we can find evidence-based approaches that work. Understanding the science of sales will improve your performance. It's common to think of sales ability as a static quality, you either have it or you don't. But science tells a different story. Our brains are amazingly adaptable. With effort and practice, we can rewire our neurons to develop new skills. This is called neuroplasticity, and it lets us improve our natural talents over time. Problems arise when we focus on learning the wrong skills. Unfortunately, this happens a lot because the most common sales advice is based on anecdotes instead of evidence. For example, many people believe that extroverts make more sales. Yet, a study from the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania found that those who score high on measures of extroversion perform worse than average. Peripheral routes of influence. Science also shows us what can improve sales outcomes. Research has uncovered many surprising methods for boosting sales called peripheral routes of influence. One example is the asymmetric dominance effect. This means customers are more likely to buy when presented with two options, one good and one great. Why does this make the sale easier? Because having a good option makes the great one seem even better. Scientifically proven approaches like this are based on a simple idea: salespeople are more effective when they understand what's happening in a customer's brain. After all, if you understand what a buyer is thinking, you can tailor your pitch more effectively to their needs and desires. The six whys of making a sale. A shopper spots a new cereal in a grocery store. After looking at the box, he adds it to his cart. But why? Salespeople give different answers. Maybe it's the box art, price, or hunger. While these reasons aren't wrong, they aren't entirely right either. Buying a product isn't a single choice but the result of six decisions. As a salesperson, your job is to guide consumers through this process by answering the six whys. If you can address these questions, making the sale is easy. If you can't, the sale is lost. 1. Why change? People prefer things as they are. A new purchase means change, so it needs to be justified. Explain what's missing or undesirable about the buyer's current situation. 2. Why now? You must explain why buying now makes sense. Is there a temporary discount or other urgent factors? 3. Why your industry? Before pitching your product, you must pitch your industry. For example, if you sell online courses, explain why online courses are better than seminars or books. 4. Why your company? This is where you highlight what makes your offering stand out. 5. Why your product? Quality, expertise, or satisfied customers. 6. Why spend the money? Point out the financial benefits of your product or service, including cost savings and loss prevention features like better payment tracking. By guiding buyers through each of these steps, their hesitation about purchasing should disappear, making the sale easy. The six whys of buying. A shopper is browsing a grocery store when he spots a new cereal on the shelf. He walks closer, looks at the box, and after a moment, puts it in his cart with the rest of his purchases. But why? When asked this question, salespeople give all sorts of answers. Maybe it was the box art, or the price, or just the fact that he was hungry at the time. While none of these answers is wrong, none of them is completely right. Deciding to buy a product isn't the result of a single choice. It's the outcome of a series of six choices. Your job as a salesperson is to help consumers through this process. Smooth out the sales process by answering the six whys. 1. Why change? Humans prefer things as they are. Making a new purchase means changing in some way, so it needs to feel justified. Explain what's lacking or undesirable about the buyer's current situation. 2. Why now? Explain why buying makes sense at this specific time. For example, is there a temporary discount or another factor that creates urgency? 3. Why your industry? Before you pitch your specific product, you must pitch your entire industry. Think about it. If you sell online courses, you have to explain why online courses, in general, are better than alternatives like seminars or books. 4. Why your company? This is when you get into the specifics and pitch the things that make your offering stand out. 5. Why your product? Whether that's the quality, the expertise, or the countless satisfied customers. 6. Why spend the money? To answer this, point out the financial benefits of your product or service. Mention both cost savings and any loss prevention qualities it may have, such as better payment tracking. As you walk potential buyers through each of these steps, their hesitation about purchasing should disappear. That's how you'll make the sale. The power of questions in sales. For medical professionals, questions are as crucial as thermometers or stethoscopes. That's why a doctor's visit is often filled with questions about your symptoms, their duration, and any treatments you've tried. Although it can feel like an interrogation, it's necessary. Imagine if a doctor prescribed pills without asking any questions, you'd feel misunderstood. This concept also applies to sales. To effectively sell your product or service, you need to ask the right questions. Questions are important in sales because they can influence behavior. A study in the Journal of Applied Psychology showed that merely asking someone if they plan to vote increased their likelihood of voting by 25%. When you ask a question, it triggers instinctive elaboration, where the person's mind focuses on the subject. For example, asking a manager about her business needs makes her think about her problems and priorities. Effective questioning technique. However, don't start with detailed questions. Social penetration theory explains that people think more clearly when information is presented in layers. Begin with broad questions, then narrow down based on the answers. To get basic facts about your customer's situation, start with broad questions like how was your revenue last quarter? Then move to evaluative questions, such as why do you think income has slowed? Finally, ask specific questions about buying motives, like do you want a product that will boost efficiency by 6%? Customer needs in sales. There's a story about two sisters arguing over an orange. Each thought the other wanted the whole thing, so they split it. But one sister only wanted the juice, and the other just needed the peel for a cake. If they had talked, both could have had what they wanted. Listening is crucial, especially in sales. Top salespeople understand their customers' perspectives. They don't just talk about what they think matters, they find out what truly appeals to buyers. Many salespeople miss this. They focus on things like price when customers care more about how well a product works. This is called inattentional blindness. To avoid this, learn what motivates your buyers. Ask pointed questions to uncover the problems they need to solve. Once you understand their needs, address them directly in your pitch. This could be budget constraints or specific needs of decision makers in their organization. Understanding your customers' needs is the key to making successful sales. Impact of perception on sales. Imagine looking at a photo of a person. Depending on what you're told about them, your impression can change drastically. In a famous experiment, scientists showed people a picture of an ordinary man. Some were told he was a war hero, others that he was a war criminal. Surprisingly, those who thought he was a hero saw kindness, while those who thought he was a criminal saw evil. This study teaches us that how we see things is heavily influenced by how they're presented. For salespeople, this means presenting their products in the best possible light. To make a sale worthwhile, it's crucial to show the value of what you're offering. Instead of just listing features, salespeople should explain how these features directly benefit the buyer. For example, if a client wants to save money, a tax software's fact-checking tool can prevent costly mistakes and audits. By making these connections clear, the software becomes a smart investment. Another effective tactic is to compare your product with others in the market. Highlight what makes yours unique and superior. This helps preempt any doubts the buyer might have about its value compared to competitors. Sales with psychology. You've probably heard that variety is the spice of life. But when it comes to sales, offering too many choices can hurt your chances. Here's why, explained through a simple grocery store experiment. In a study by social scientists Sheena Iyengar and Mark Lepper, a jam tasting booth at a fancy market was set up with 24 types of jams. Only 3% of customers bought any jam. But when the number of jams was cut down to just 6, sales increased by 900%. The reason for this surprising result is that the human brain handles fewer options better. By using this and other psychological tricks, you can improve your sales presentations. One trick is the anchoring effect, where people compare new information to old information. For example, if you first see a $500 bottle of wine, a $30 bottle suddenly looks like a bargain. Use this in your pitch by showing high-priced options before revealing your actual price. Another useful tool is the narrative paradigm. This idea shows that people respond better to stories than just facts. Research shows that a good story can engage your emotions and influence your decisions. So, when you're selling, tell a story about a customer's problem and how your product or service solved it. This approach can make your pitch more compelling. To succeed in sales, apply these proven psychological strategies. Understanding how the brain works can help you make better sales. Key points. 1. Effective sales skills can be developed through practice and understanding, not just natural talent. 2. Research shows many common sales strategies lack evidence and effectiveness. 3. Understanding customer psychology helps tailor sales pitches to meet buyers' needs. 4. Addressing the 6 whys can guide customers through their decision-making process. 5. Asking the right questions reveals customers' true needs and motivations. 6. Presenting product benefits clearly can improve buyers' perceptions and increase sales. 7. Using psychological strategies like limiting choices and storytelling can enhance sales effectiveness.